I'm not in comparison with anyone else. I'm only in comparison with between me and me. Do you get it? Do you like knowing this? Do you like knowing that you are an eternal being? Do you like knowing that you are eternal and non-physical, even though you are in this physical body? Do you like recognizing that there are two vibrational aspects of you? And don't you like knowing that your emotions let you know how you're playing off of each other? You're sort of like a two-headed monster, and we just want both heads to get going in the same direction, you see. Do you realize that every bit of negative emotion is just you pulling against you? Do you realize that you have no choice if you are to feel good other than to keep up with who life has caused you to become? And do you know that that's why you chose this life, for the purpose of the expansion? You didn't come here to fix a broken world. It's not broken. You didn't come here to achieve some mark on the chart. There is no chart. You came here for the thrill of exploring contrast, and for the thrill of expanding, and for the thrill of the conscious awareness of the expansion, and for the thrill of knowing that you've expanded beyond what you're allowing, and for the thrill of consciously thinking thoughts that caused you to move in the direction of it, and for the thrill of coming into alignment, and for the thrill of then seeing the manifestation that denotes your alignment, and then for the thrill of more contrast that launches you still further. We never get it done. You never get it done. And we cannot get it wrong. You never get it wrong. And the reason you can't get it wrong is because it's never done. Where you stand is always in the stream, and the stream's always moving toward the fulfillment of that which you really are. We're not one bit worried about any of you. We're not worried about you not figuring it out today, because we know that if there is enough desire, that you will figure it out. We know that we are not the messenger for all of you. We know that your life will deliver to you exactly what you are ready to hear when you are ready to hear it. We're not worried about you figuring it out today or ever, because we know that in the moment of your croaking that you will reemerge into that knowing, and you will not feel a moment's regret about the life that you lived that brought you to that knowing. You can't cease to expand. We know that, and we love knowing that many of you are coming to know that. The reason that we come and play with you in this arena is, first, because you ask us to come. Second, because we said we would, even when you were non-physically focused before you came forth. And mostly because now the power of your contrast is causing more of you to want to understand how it is that you are the creator of your own reality. We are thrilled with the movie The Secret that has put so many in the place of understanding that law of attraction abounds. We are thrilled that so many more millions of people are now asking for an understanding of how law of attraction applies to them. We are thrilled that Esther has been willing to receive these books that help you to understand that your emotional basis is the basis of understanding, that helps you to know how you relate with you. From our point of view, life is so good and getting better. You are not regressing. You cannot become less than life has caused you to become. Life didn't peak out at a better place, and now you're slipping from it. It is getting better and better and better and better and better. And the only reason anybody ever complains that life is not as good now as it once was is because life caused their stream to go faster and faster, and they're not going with it. And now you all know what to do. You now know what to do. You will never again feel negative emotion and not understand that all it means is you're thinking a thought that is divergent from who you really are. We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. There is great love here for you. And now, as always, we remain joyously and eternally incomplete.
How many of you are at your first Art of Allowing workshop? Oh, well, hello. All recorded and printed Abraham Hicks materials are copyrighted by Jerry and Esther Hicks, and any unauthorized duplication of these materials is strictly prohibited. Our primary intent with this work is to connect with those who are attracting this information, and Esther and I are most appreciative of the role of your intentions in this joyous co-creative experience. For additional tapes, CDs, books, videos, catalogs, or to reserve your space at an Abraham Hicks Art of Allowing workshop, please call area code 830-755-2299 or write to Abraham Hicks Publications at Post Office Box 690070, San Antonio, Texas, and the zip code is 78269. Also, for an immediate overview of our works, visit our interactive website at www.abraham-hicks.com.
Yeehaw!